This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to another day. And I hope you're ready to spend this day in relationship with God, because that's what He designed you for, relationship with Him. When you come and put God at the center of your day in a relational way, then God is a part of your whole life as you go through the day. A relationship starts with conversation. It starts with interaction. God wants to speak to you. That's why we stop at this time every day and read a little out of the Bible. That's listening to God. It's inviting God to actually speak into your life. And when you listen to God, then it's important to respond to God, to talk to Him about what He's saying to you. Interact with Him. That's all praying is. Take some time after this radio spot to talk to God about your life, about your day to day. Get God involved, and you will find a massive good difference in your day. We're looking this week at the very first chapter in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, and learning some great lessons. So yesterday we looked at the pre-existence of God. In the beginning, God. Those are the first four words of the Bible. I want to read to you the whole first verse of the Bible. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Now just stop for a minute and think about this. If God created the heavens and the earth, what does that say about our accountability to Him, our responsibility to Him, about His right in this world to be the ruler of this world and even of your own life? God created the heavens and the earth. Now, there are a number of different ways people explain where this universe came from. Some people say, well, you really don't have to say where the universe came from because it's not real. It's just an illusion. This is a philosophy held by many people. It's just an illusion. It's a dream of some kind. But is that what the world seems like to you? An illusion? No, this is a real place occupied by real people. And if it were an illusion, you would still have to ask, well, then who is having the illusion? Something still exists, right? Other people say, well, no, the universe isn't an illusion, but you still don't have to say where it came from because it has just always been. The universe is eternal. But do you know that the most foundational laws of the universe tell us that it is impossible for the universe to be eternal? That actually all the energy of the universe is descending into more and more useless energy. We call it the first and second laws of thermodynamics. One says no matter and energy is created or lost. It can move back and forth between matter and energy. The other says all energy is becoming increasingly useless. It's just becoming background radiation. If the universe was eternal, that process would long since have come to a conclusion. No, the universe is not an illusion, nor is it eternal. Well, that only leaves really two other explanations. One is that nothing created the universe, but it just popped into existence. Well, just think about that for a minute. Nothing created the universe. Nothing is, well, nothing. It has no power, no creative energy, nothing that you could see forming the intricate complexity and beauty of this universe. To believe that this universe popped into existence out of nothing takes a great deal more faith than I have. Well, the only other option is that something outside of the matter and energy of this universe caused it to be. If you have a being that is outside of this universe, not matter or energy, which means it is a spiritual being, you have a spiritual being with incredible intelligence to create the universe in all its complexity and balances, with a beauty and creativity to make it the way it is. What do we call that being? God. Today, you need to recognize God is real. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.